you, baby. Either you're mine or you're not. Make up your mind, sweet baby. Right here, right now is all we got. A little party never killed nobody.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Mocha Gumbo, minus James. So this is me going solo right now. I gotta tell you, it's definitely a lot different when I don't have someone to bounce off of. Because it's really hard to delve into my own ego without reflecting it off of somebody else, particularly James. And it's definitely weird going from last week where we had Joe Kirkpatrick on the show, and we had Julian filling in for James, and then James himself. So we went from 4-1. So it's definitely going to be a lot different. In the meantime, while we're waiting for him to get back from his quote-unquote language lab, whatever that means, I'm going to play some music to hold you over, because I don't really have much material. I'm not a stand-up guy. So we have this week A Year in Radio. This is going to be our last show for about a month and a half. We had about a 40-day break, plus or minus a couple of days. So we have A Year in Radio. Now, this is a collection of Disco Cheerios music. Shout out to Eric. He's definitely not listening, though. He's doing, startup in Silicon Valley. But we got last year's music from Disco Cheerio, and we have music from this year as well. And there he is! There he is! The mic isn't even on. Yeah, it's not. I did go live. Oh, that's a cute sweater. Update, James is wearing an ugly Christmas sweater with dinosaurs on it. I was going to cut to music, but now that you're here, we can start right. Hold on, let's rewind a little bit. Mocha Gumbo, I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
There you go.
I sound...
Are you loud?
Well, we have no, that. I think the headphones are definitely loud.
There we go.
It's great.
I just had to spitball it for like a minute by myself.
I'm sure that must have been hard for you.
It was the most dreadful thing in the world. I don't like that at all. I don't know how, I told you, I don't know how people do that. It's like I have to imagine an audience, imagine I'm talking to someone, and then respond for them. It's like weird. I don't like it at all. That was creepy. Okay, but now we can go to Coffee Table Jazz, because I was playing... When you leave me alone, I go to Fergie's... I go to Fergie and Baz Luhrmann music.
Very nice.
So now we're going to go to actual background music.
You know what I've gotten really good at, Kevin, recently?
What?
Letting you down. I think it's an art form now.
I don't think you want to use that in the positive. Like, you got good... You're better at letting me down. You got...
It depends on whose point of view it is.
You're worse at meeting expectations.
we can frame it.
Well,
how we
no. Want. Last time you told me. This time I don't know. You were in language lab.
Yeah, I had to do a Japanese project.
Oh,
so I'm working through
okay.
that.
Okay, I was thinking language. I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound like. I was trying to match that with computer science. It wasn't fitting in my head.
Not
okay.
At all.
All right, but now we can turn off the Ferg. And go to the classic Coffee Table Jazz. Okay, so I was telling them it's very weird because when you leave me alone, I have to
internalize. Did you just assume their collective pronoun?
Oh, I'm so sorry. it? Those?
Yeah, we'll go
okay.
with those.
it's weird going because last week we had four people on at once,
mm-hmm.
and then we went to one. So last week I didn't have to do anything because everyone was bouncing off of each other, and now... It was like, I turned on the mic, and I was just like, hey.
Oh, God.
Hi.
Well, I think last week it was more of you starting conversations, and then me saying vulgar things, and then Julian breathing a few times, and then Joe just being like...
Wait. I listened back to the...
Well...
He sounds like... You know those, like... I feel like I've only heard of them in movies, but there's like ham radio shows where it's like UFO file, like people in their basement, like a guy with a beard with Cheetos everywhere. Like, all right, today we're going to discuss Xeno 3 and the impending X planet. And that's what Joe comes in and he's like, I woke up this morning and it sounds like art almost. No, but wow, what was I going to say? Oh my God, I'm completely blanking.
Is it about my sweater?
No, but that is a really nice sweater. Yeah, I really do. You're in the spirit now that classes are done.
Yeah, I wanted to pick out a sweater that was ugly enough to be an ugly Christmas sweater, but not so ugly that it was like, oh, you're trying to get an ugly Christmas sweater.
Well, you have to, nowadays, ugly Christmas sweater, like, it's literally ugly Christmas sweater. So it has to be charming in a way.
Yeah.
Like, it can't just be ugly. Mm. Like, I have, like, a dad sweater. It's, like, grimy. It looks like something that a father would eat because he knows he's going to spill, like, cider and just all sorts of liquid on him.
Mm-hmm.
It's really disgusting. And I took ugly Christmas sweater really literal. Like, there was a theme party, and it was, like, just the worst thing I could find.
Okay, because it was...
I show up, and you know, there's girls, they're like, what is that? And I'm like, it's an ugly Christmas sweater. They're like, yeah, it's ugly, but it's, like... ugly. Like, what? Like, what does that mean?
But it's not like ironically ugly.
Yeah, you gotta be a little more ironic.
Don't we all?
No, I had a thing that I was gonna say. I think it was about the end of classes. Oh yeah, I was mentioning that before. 40 days. I think it's 40 days
of
break. Maybe 38.
It's so much.
It's a lot. None of my friends have the same length of break that we do. Whatsoever. Like, it's too long.
What, like 4 weeks, maybe?
I know everything from... Someone has 2 weeks, 2.5.
Wow.
To like, 3. But I don't know anyone... To 4. But I don't know anyone who has, like, a month and a half. Like 6,
yeah. It's ridiculous.
It's crazy. The last week is... I go insane. Because there's about a week time period where... 2 weeks where everyone is typically together. Because some people start their break at the beginning of December.
Oh, you mean people from your hometown?
Yeah. At least what I know is that it's absolutely the week you get home, like Christmas to New Year's. Mm-hmm. Everyone's there. And typically the week after, absolutely everyone will be home. And then after that, most people are probably still there. Because I feel like most people have from Christmas to some later date
second
in January.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad for the kids who have the whole month of December off, because that's what are you gonna do for 2 weeks? Everyone has finals at mid December. But yeah, like the last week I just go insane. Can't handle it.
Did we go back in the third week of January?
The 23rd.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think I would be content with second week, but I know they do that for winter interim trips and winter classes. Because they do teach here in the winter. But
it's
one of those things where they also teach during the summer, but it's very select courses.
Right.
And you have to, I think you have to petition or something like that. I'm not sure.
I think the reason they might do it is because it's pretty much the perfect length for an interim. Like if you're going abroad, a month and a half, a month.
Yeah, like 5-6 weeks, exactly.
Yeah. So that's probably why. Because if you're going abroad for winter break at any other school and it's like 3.5 weeks... That's a good amount of time, but you're not thoroughly immersed.
Yeah, it's just not worth it, honestly. Especially for prices for abroad are ridiculous. I was looking at studying abroad in Japan next winter, actually, because my thought is that over the summer you're looking for internships, you're looking for externships, you're looking for whatever you can get.
Right.
But the winter, I just feel like it's not worth it. Unless you already have something lined up. You're not going to be doing anything anyway.
I think everyone shares that sentiment. There's a select few who the opportunity is available, but some people work and they can work seasonally.
Yeah,
that's one of the things that bothers me. Is that there's not enough time to. I can't apply anywhere, and my particular position, they're not going to accept me back for 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's it's really a month of reverting to a toddler. You know, I don't do anything. This is what I was gonna say before. We were talking about last week.
Okay.
I listened back to the show a couple times, and the entire time, because I guess I forgot to warn Julian, you can hear this.
Oh no!
You know how he loves gum? Yeah. He like loves gum.
Oh,
the
entire no.
almost at least half the show, the background is just.
Oh God, no!
It's me talking, him listening, and so you'll just be like, "Yeah." And I was talking about winter break, and Julian, And I don't know why I didn't hear it during. I guess I just didn't pick up on it.
Oh, no.
But it sounded like I remember looking over at him. He wasn't like, mom, mom, but it sounds like he was smacking his lips.
Oh, Jesus, God.
We need to get pop filters for these mics, you know, the little
that
things.
Can be fun. I actually have one at home, yeah.
They're useful, you know, for any of the sounds or sounds. They, like, block it.
Some kind of sound magic.
It is sound. That's what radio is, isn't it? Just sound magic.
I think everything's a bit magical.
That's an interesting thought. This is existential. I always thought about... biology teacher, maybe, or chemistry teacher. It was like, science is like the magic of the real world. I was like, yeah, that's kind of... Like, imagine if you took someone from a parallel universe where the laws of physics don't apply equally, or they're just different operating laws of existence.
First of all, they'd be very, very confused.
Right. They'd be totally confused. But they would think this is... Like, the way magic... The magic is cool because it's impossible. So when something occurs, it's impossible. You're like, that was weird. So it does apply, but also relative to... Like, she tried to sell it as like, yeah, look at these chemical reactions. They're magical. I'm like, that's not magical. Like, this is supposed to happen,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, the reason a magic show is entertaining is because a dove comes out of a hat. But if I put a dove in a hat, I expect the dove to come out of it. Mm. It's not magic anymore. It's just a dove flying out of a hat. You know?
I got
you. That's my 2 cents.
No, I just think... Well... I think, going back to that analogy, if you were to come from a world without physics,
yeah,
it would be so much worse here.
What do you mean?
you would feel, oh, I'm so limited by the physical laws
I don't mean without
physics. No, I know what you mean. I know
just
what you mean.
There would probably be like laws, different just different laws.
Like moon people, for example.
Yeah.
Say if there was a colony in the moon and they came back, but they had never been to Earth.
Yeah, they'd feel heavy.
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess that's not magical. You know, gravity exists.
They'd probably be,
Pissed.
Well, they'd probably be, they'd probably be really good at, like, track and field. If you know how people, like, that's like doping, where, like, athletes go up into really high altitudes and, like, limit their oxygen supply, so then they get, like, greater red or white blood cell count?
Yeah.
If you were jumping around on the moon for a while... You'd probably be pretty experienced with... You'd probably be able to
know.
Get pretty decent... if you scaled back, you'd probably be pretty good at, like, pole vaulting. All right, where are we at? So this is our last show for...
Oh, yeah, for a semester.
What is it? For the next... Next time we do this, it's going to be six weeks.
6 weeks, maybe? Yeah, it'll be
plus
finals.
Next week, yeah. When do you go back? When's your last final?
Friday.
That's good. Does it go till Sunday?
I think there's mornings on Sunday, but I'm not sure. I personally have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so.
Oh, one each day?
No, I have two on Thursday.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
I feel bad for, I originally had a, not, it's like a de facto final, but it's not really one, on Saturday. So it's basically the last chapter test
for
Spanish.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, man, it was on Saturday in the middle of the day. And yet my other final was on Thursday. I negotiated. I was like, could I do it Wednesday? He's like, yeah. But it was originally just a regular 50-minute exam in a three-hour period.
Oh, we had that for psych last year.
Isn't that annoying?
Really?
I don't like that. I wouldn't want it on Saturday. I would want it, you know? Because then I'm waiting an extra 2 days.
Yeah.
I've lucked out. Danny last year, I don't know if you know.
Figler?
Yeah. Danny Figler, he had, like, the worst schedule. He had one exam on, like, Monday, or one exam on Tuesday, or two exams on Tuesday, and something like one exam on the next Sunday.
Oh, God.
And it was a really easy exam.
That's aggravating.
So he was just stuck for a week doing nothing. As that would drive me crazy, because everyone's leaving campus. Nobody's, like, around, you know?
That's mind-numbing.
Yeah, I couldn't deal. I'm excited for the holiday, so I'm excited for Buble.
Oh, yeah, he's coming out of his cave.
Yeah. Is he? I didn't know that.
Well, I mean, he...
Oh, I thought you meant hypothetical... I thought you were making an analogy for cancer.
Oh, no, I meant that he hibernates...
I thought you meant he was finally going back into the public eye, but yeah, he does hibernate.
I meant that he...
That's really dark, man.
That was... No, I meant that he hibernates until the winter time where he can release another Christmas album.
Well, he's only had one, but he
where we can play his Christmas music. Yeah,
he deserves another one. I think he could do. He deserves everything. He does.
I'm a huge fan of the swing genre. It makes me want to dance. It does.
Yeah, it's so good. And he's like, you know, he makes it pop culture, which is nice because then I don't get ridiculed for listening to swing. But oh god, I love Bublé's Christmas album. He used to do every year. I'd watch it. I like the idea of Christmas traditions. And he had for 5 years in a row. He had a Bublé Christmas special. And
really?
this year Pentatonix is doing a Christmas special on NBC instead of him. But it was awesome. He would get like 10 or 12 stars together and just play like the whole gamut of Christmas songs and do like requests on stage. It was very cool.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I liked it. He's such a crooner. He's so classy.
Yeah.
You know? I want to be Michael Bublé. With less Canadian, though.
Trust me, I know.
No, I don't want to be Canadian.
No, but you want to be him.
Yeah, I want to be
you
like be inside an American Bublé. I want to be like Rick Bubbly. That would be my Mick Bubbly.
No,
that'd be
just
my
stop.
That'd be my American.
Stop while you're behind.
Name. All right, we're coming up on 17 minutes. That's a decent amount of time. I think we're ready to play some music. It's 4:20 p.m. All right. I have a playlist called A Year in Radio. It's a mixture of music we've played and music I played in the past during spring semester. So
very
it's
nice.
Just a year of everything we play. I thought it was appropriate because this is the last show of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have a bunch of things. I think we could do some Christmas music, though.
Yeah, we could do whatever you'd like.
I think that's appropriate. I would have liked to do it closer to, but it's...
is as close.
It's December 9th, and it's close enough.
Yeah,
I know, right? So this is by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and it's Mr. Heat Miser. It's a cover of it, and it's really good. So we're going to put that on, and we'll be back after that. We might play another song, maybe. We don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Stay tuned, enjoy the Christmas music, and we'll see you soon.
Mr.
much.
Thank you. I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
He's Mr. Heat Miser. He's Mr. Sun.
Too much.
Too much.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? What? 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 Oh, Christmas time. You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clarence, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. And you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Seen in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Welcome back. You're still listening to WJRA 24.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is still Mocha Gumbo. That was a mistake. I didn't have Coffee Table Jazz up, so I just put fun on. That was the only thing I had.
It's Zip Boys, this is what?
Okay, I'm glad you approved.
I have actually been listening to a lot of fun, the band.
Just fun in general. Just fun. The sounds
just
of fun.
Like fun. I love it. No, they're a great band. They're very mellow, but they have some very sweet but simultaneously depressing songs.
Yeah, it's like everything he says is twinged with like a hint of, you know, it's like a pinch of sugar, a pinch of salt with his sugary voice, you know? He sounds so, everything he says sounds so fluffy and lighthearted, and yet like Carry On, if you sang that in a different tone, with a different like a rustic like Johnny Cash, it would you'd be like, wow, you know, this is hard. But he makes everything seem like fun. Even the headlights he did with Eminem, he made it sound, you know, like fun.
Have you ever heard The Gambler by Fun?
Yes,
that's he sings so beautifully, and then the song is about his wife having cancer, and it's so sad. But it's a beautiful song, and like I love listening to it, but it always makes me upset.
Well, yeah, and I kind of have that mixed relationship with Gregory too, because he's like,
Alan Isakov.
Yeah, Gregory and Alan Isakov. He's just, everything's wistful, and even songs that are like in those dark minor chords are like still kind of pretty, and you're like, oh, this is nice, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. The like just off the top of my head, I think Dandelion Wine is a very good. Like it's just very deep, like earthy, and it's can we actually play that next?
Yeah, we can do that next.
It's just I mean, like in the background.
Oh yeah, sure.
It's a great, because you get the violins, string instruments are incredible, like so underappreciated, I think.
He has an album where he does the whole, he's got a full orchestra behind him. It's amazing.
Really?
I mean, like I don't know how many piece orchestra, but it's large. It's not just like a pit orchestra. It's big, and he sounds amazing.
That's incredible.
Dandelion Wine is definitely. Oh wow, Big Black Car is up to 20 million hits.
Really?
Yeah, this is it. Gregory Alan Isakov with the Colorado Symphony.
I will definitely check that out.
Oh yeah, he's due for another album.
He only has a few, right?
I think he's only got three.
Yeah.
Well, plus that fourth one with the orchestra.
Yeah.
It's got one new song on it.
This one. This Empty Northern Hemisphere?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Fantastic. All right. I'll play that next. I'm really trying to catch... I say this every year.
You can cue it next, by the way. Opposed to... Yeah.
I say this every year. But there's the Geminids are in... I've always said I want to listen to him and go to like a field in PA.
Yeah.
And watch the Geminids. I swear, every year, massive cloud cover. I've yet to watch that meteor shower. It drives me insane.
That's horrible.
Yeah. I'm honestly, I'm just going to take a plane wherever it's clear at some point, because I've yet to see it in, like, good skies. Yeah, so usually when I hit this point, like, when I hit this point in the semester last year, I was out of my mind. Tired with finals. Now I'm just, I don't know. It's either just the workload's less, or I just... adapted, but I'm like, you know, there's no frenzy anymore.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I have a project due. You know, I was just telling you about it. That's why I wasn't here. It's due tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I have studied today.
Oh, nice, nice.
It's I don't know. This semester, especially near the end, I've been becoming more and more apathetic. You just wake up like. Well,
It just flows into one thing. Like you know.
Yeah, it's very monotonous. Uh-huh.
Well, especially at this point, like classes are really over. I mean, even during this week, the classes I was taking, it was pretty much wrap up and a rush to get any material covered that wasn't covered.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was just, I don't want to go to anything. Yeah. Just wake up. I'm like, I haven't missed this. I can probably miss the whole week. It's definitely a lot easier to. It's either way, it's easier to manage. Whether it's apathy or just lesser work, it's like, all right, I don't care.
No, yeah,
I played so much Rocket League this week. It's insane.
Oh god, I hate Rocket League.
Are you serious?
I hate it because I'm bad at it.
Oh, it's such a huge learning curve.
Mm.
I just threw the controller at Julian. I'm like, play, and it's like you just grew arms. I'm like, all right, pick up this glass with your new hands. He was just like,
it's hard.
His jointy
controls are not intuitive at all.
It's so clunky because if you, I don't know, for our listeners, Rocket League is basically 3v3 soccer, except instead of people, you're in a car and you drive a car into a ball. So, like real soccer, you can, you know, juke and turn around if you miss. With this game, you glide past the ball. You glide past the ball, and either you do a full U-turn, which takes you about 20 seconds, or you stop, break, and go slowly in reverse.
And then, yeah, it's God.
And he was trying to like have ball control, and you just kept missing.
Yeah.
And every time you miss it, the other team can just take it away from you, and there was just so many breakaways.
In that game.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be so much.
Goaltending is impossible in it. I can't do it.
Because all you gotta do is the hops are so awkward, and there are people who like, I've seen videos of people like drive it on the walls and they'll pop off and like hit it in mid.
What are
you doing?
I was watching the world finals. Apparently, there was $125,000 pool for playing Rocket League. I was like, wow, you know, what are they doing that they can offer that much money, assuming that many people will watch to pay for ads. They are insane.
Yeah. Oh, they're nuts.
Yeah. I was reading a thing the other day about. It was sponsored by Goldman Sachs, saying that the esports industry would be by 2018 or 2019, esports would be at least a $1.1 billion industry.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That's huge.
The Dota 2 International from Valve.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, they love Dota. Like they love their. It's their baby. They made the MOBA. And the prize pool for that, I believe it is still the highest prize pool for an esports tournament. It's up in the millions. It is absolutely. And that's not for that's not just for, you know, first place. It's distributed amongst all the
the
placers.
It's nuts. I could never see the, like, you see these people the people who see it live. Like, there's always an incentive. Anytime you watch any sports game on TV, you're like, I would rather be there, you know? They're just atmospherically, it's a lot more fun to be there. When you watch the live Rocket League, it's just 500 people sitting in like an IMAX watching people play a video game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, how is that entertaining? You know, there's nothing. Unless they bring out like a Zamboni and start shooting T-shirts off of the stage, but it's not the same thing at all.
It's not.
And it doesn't have that like Overwatch. They're making Overwatch League. Blizzard is trying to create an industry where you have regional teams. And state teams, which would, you know, instead of the Devils, New Jersey Devils, you'd have like the New Jersey Pwn Sauce Noobs. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, they pushed so hard for tournaments when the game first came out. It was nuts.
And now they're trying to literally make a market for it. And I'm thinking, I'm not going to, you know, it's not going to end up that on Thanksgiving people are like, all right, let's go watch. There's not enough variety.
Let's go watch Cloud9 versus
Flipside.
Envious?
Yeah,
Flipside
whatever.
Actually is a team for Counter-Strike.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I actually used to be huge into the Counter-Strike esports scene.
Yeah, but
I would play in the tournaments.
Really?
Huge ones, but like we would go to LANs and we would play online through whatever competitive, you know, they have like pub software.
Mm-hmm.
And then betting is very huge with that.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound legal, though.
I mean, it's third party, and yeah. It's the market for CSGO is interesting because all of the items are worth what everyone thinks they're worth. You know what I mean? Like, there's actual backing to it.
Sure. Well, that's how any that's how stocks work too.
That's also true. Yeah, it's worth what people will be willing to pay for it.
Uh huh.
So that was really interesting and took up a lot of my time and money in high school.
But like, as far as spectating, which is how these industries make money, mm-hmm. You need viewers. You need people to be interested in watching these people go for it.
Yeah.
They're entertaining, but there's a certain amount of, it's to some extent, it's linear. Like each game, there are certain things you know are going to happen. There is pretty much no room for deviation. Like in Overwatch, as soon as the gates come up, you know what paths they're taking. You know they're going to hold that choke point for a while.
Mm.
Rocket League I might get, because Rocket League is 3D space, a field, and no requirements. And the cars can pivot in every which way.
Mm.
So there's a lot of room for different things to happen. And the rules are simple, but the game can be complex. Simple rules, but complex applications are interesting. Overwatch, I don't see that being a thing. I'm not going to watch these guys. It might be interesting if my team won. And, you know, I get to save the people from it. But I just don't see myself. Even football, which I don't, where the teams I don't care about, you know. Yeah, I can watch football regardless of the team and be interested. Hockey, I can watch hockey. Yeah. This is interesting. But I don't see it happening for esports. Unless they make a game like that where it's there's a lot of room for deviation. And
I think the idea behind that is the incentive to watch esports, especially from a first-person shooter standpoint, at least going back to Counter-Strike for a bit, the fact that the people who are playing are at such high a level that the gameplay the level of gameplay they put on as a show is impressive. So in that vein, that's why I enjoyed competitive Counter-Strike, because you watch the highlight videos and you're like, oh my god, that's incredible. I didn't know anyone could move their mouse like that in those directions. But with something like Overwatch, I don't know if you've ever watched competitive Overwatch, but it's boring. Not really. To me. Like, I feel like I could be that with Counter-Strike. You're like, oh man, I'm never gonna be that good. These people are ridiculous. Yeah. But Overwatch, it's
well, I mean, I've seen, depending on the character, and now we're getting really esoteric and nerdy, but there's, you know, the snipers. Anything with a really small reticule, with a really small frame small hitbox, is impressive. Like the McCrees and the Widowmakers, when they get amazing. It's insane when they play them well. But yeah, other than that, I don't see it happening. I see it happening privately. Like, I could see a small niche community, but I don't see it blowing up into a huge industry.
I think it's because Blizzard, and this is true for a lot of, not only esports, to kind of stray off this hole we've dug ourselves, even though it's not a bad hole.
those eyebrows.
I feel like Blizzard is trying too hard to push it into an esport. It will evolve and develop into an esport with not necessarily minimal backing, but all you have to do is say, do you want tournaments and such, and then people will go. People will sign up and try to prove that they're good. But if you're constantly funding these tournaments and pushing so much for something that no one's really asked for yet, When Overwatch first came out, there were on-day release tournaments, which is crazy
to me. Yeah. Which would make almost no sense, because then you have vanilla players.
Well, I mean, you have... I'm sure there were teams who had gotten the game 2 weeks earlier, so...
Right, yeah.
But it's only those a few hundred or maybe even less than that people who are always just playing each other.
Uh-huh. I don't know,
you know,
it's another here nor there for me. I could see it. I've watched it before and I've been entertained for moments, but maybe if it's ritualized and, you know, I've caught myself watching Rocket people play Rocket League and being impressed. It's just the impressive factor.
Yeah, exactly.
You can do something way better than I can. But I don't see it being long term, mm-hmm. you know? Like, yeah, I couldn't see people sticking with it like they do with football, having fantasy leagues, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably not the goal, but yeah, if anything, a really small market.
I think it is growing as a whole, though, just to close that out. I'm not necessarily the market and the viewership, but I believe the industry as a whole, the most recently a league for Counter-Strike was actually televised on TBS.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they got a horrible time slot, obviously, because it was just a trial run for that first season. I believe it was...
On what channel?
Either TBS or CBS, something
like that.
Really?
That's interesting.
It was like Thursdays at 10 or something. It was awful time slot.
Uh-huh.
But I may be getting the channel wrong also, but it was... They were televising esports, and people were like, what on earth is this?
Yeah.
And it was good. They tried to acclimate people. Like, they would come back from breaks, and as the game was going on, the casters... Casters, speaking of which, I think casting esports makes them so much more enjoyable to watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's my thing.
It depends on the personality.
It also depends on... It looks to me like a ploy of professionalism.
Okay.
Like, specifically when I watched that $150,000 tournament and they had casting,
mm-hmm.
The things that were being described... You know, casting used to... The reason casting occurred, I assumed, was for radio purposes.
Yeah.
I imagine that's why casting persisted. And casting just... It adds a comfort to watching a game. You know, when you have someone describing and commenting, it adds a human appeal, so you're kind of enjoying something side-by-side with someone else.
Absolutely.
But I don't think it serves any perfect purpose, you know, except for elucidating on some of the things that we're not used to. That's when casting becomes useful, regardless. But if you're just casting and you're like, oh, the ball's going this way and then it's going that way, whoa! I'm like, I don't care. But if you can elucidate on some of the methods and the things these people do, because it's not as straightforward as, you know, click, shoot, attack, retreat. There are strategies, like deep involved strategies and angles and positions
that
people use. And when casters can shed light on some of the things and some of the ways people play, which are different, that definitely makes it more interesting. Absolutely.
Yeah. Back to what you were saying, the shedding light on more, not necessarily difficult, but things that aren't common knowledge, like especially you will, again, back to Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike.
That was my life for a decent portion of my life. Some of the casters would be like, all right, so they're setting up at these three locations so that they can throw the smokes in this area so someone can come from this side, et cetera, et cetera. And they're very intelligent and knowledgeable about the game.
Right.
Which is, and I believe it is an intelligent game, not only requiring the motor skills to, you know, it's effectively click and shoot, but
right.
To take upon... You know, like you were saying, certain angles and use equipment effectively and stuff.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. I think it's interesting.
I think it's worth it. Yeah, it has potential. I don't know how big it'll get. But yeah, as you said, definitely worth the investment. And it will be interesting. I just don't know how much and to how many people. All right. So we are at 4:50, and that was a tangent on gaming. This is going to be the most tame show we've had yet. Honestly, it's just because I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like I'm already out of here mentally. Like I'm already home.
Out of college.
Yeah, I'm already back at home. Like once the weekends, that's all I can think about is getting out. But right now we're gonna go back to some Christmas music. Stay with the theme. If I could find it, I think we're gonna play. I think it's Mr. Bublé that I have next.
Very nice.
And then Reliant K, I think that's how you pronounce it, has a cover of my favorite Christmas song. And we'll play that, and then we'll come back to close this out. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on a tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Deck the halls, not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Oh, if there was a way, I'd hold back these tears. Oh, but it's a Christmas day.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is still Mocha Gumbo, and I'm still James.
Wow, you jumped on that. I went, and then I heard you. I'm like, all right. So we have 5 minutes left. We're about to wrap up for a while.
Yeah.
Any final thoughts?
I mean, I've been thinking a lot about the imminent heat death of the universe, but. I can't speak much about that.
I don't know about that.
Have you been seeing those those like torture porn sculptures that have been around campus. Like the body what? That's strung up in Farrenon, and that weird rib cage chair that's hanging from that tree next to Gilbert's.
No.
It's ridiculous.
I hope those are planned.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's art, and I did air quotation marks for those who can't see, which is all of you. Then there's a chair in the basement of Farrenon that just has spikes coming out of it.
Wow, this is creepy.
Yeah, it's really disgusting.
Unnerving, I especially for the holiday season.
I just don't get it. I don't.
It's postmodernism, James.
I don't
You're
understand
not supposed
art.
To get it.
I don't understand art.
Postmodernism.
It's just like when they hung the tampons from the railings.
Yeah.
I don't understand if that's empowering.
Yeah, I did like the tiny chicken statues, though.
Yes, those were
cute.
Nice. The cooked chickens.
Yeah. I don't know if they were making a statement, but I enjoyed them.
Be on the lookout for some of those weird things. You'll see. It's.
Yeah. I also saw there were a bunch of phallic symbols somewhere on the ground.
Yeah. The
growing out of.
Watson. In front.
Mm-hmm. That was strange. I don't know. I guess art doesn't have its limits, but or beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But I think the majority of beholders are
opposed to phallic symbols.
Not a big fan of like, ceramic phallic symbols
beautiful.
Jutting out of the ground. Okay, so we got 3 minutes left. We will be back the week of January 23rd, I think.
Is that a Monday?
I think that's the Monday. So.
So the 30th.
January 30th will be the next time we're on air. But till then, have a merry, merry Christmas, Hana, Kwanzaa. Is Kwanzaa still a thing people celebrate?
Yeah. That's really offensive to my culture.
What are you?
People who ironically celebrate Kwanzaa.
Or whatever
Boxing
you celebrate.
Day.
Boxing Day for you Canadians. Hopefully I'll be in Montreal, maybe.
Very nice.
For Boxing Day. But for now... Merry whatever, happy New Year's. I think that's a thing everyone celebrates.
Not
I don't think
Chinese
anyone
people.
Opposes the turn of the New Year. Okay, anyone with our calendar.
The Gregorian calendar.
Oh, good James. Oh, smart guy. All right, but till then, we will not be on air. So, have a great break. Anyone coming home for college, anyone else just imbibing in spirits, enjoy. We will see you in 50-ish, 40-ish days.
Yeah, oof.
This has been Mocha Gumbo. I'm Kevin.
I'm James.
Happy holidays.
Love you guys.